Coach's Insight continues as we get set for week five of the high school football season. Now joined by Jeff County North head football coach Jeff Schneider. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. JCN a big win, 60-3 last Friday at Horton, improving the overall record to 3-1. Three straight wins since the opening season loss to Jeff County, or I should say to Pleasant Ridge in that opening season loss to Pleasant Ridge, but three straight wins since then. Coach, let's look back at the victory over Horton. What did you like about that team effort there?
Well, we got off to a really quick start. We were able to run the opening kickoff back. So obviously that's pretty exciting to do right there. And then able to, to get a lead, but the energy that it provides is just really, really amazing on your sideline. Been coaching for a long time, and I can only remember doing that twice at the beginning of a game. So pretty exciting in that regard. I thought we were able to spread the ball around a little bit. We've been doing that in the last couple weeks as well. So spread the ball around a little bit and get some people involved and kind of reward the guys that have been blocking for the guys getting carries, those sort of things. So we're trying to get a little better each week, and I thought we played pretty well overall.
Well, I think the big key is just kind of looking at it from an outside perspective would be defense in regards to the three-game win streak. You give up the 3 points to Horton, but you had back-to-back shutouts in the 2 weeks prior, 20-0 against Valley Heights, 36-0 against Oskaloosa. So it seems like the defense is playing at a pretty elite level, at least as of right now.
Yeah, they have been. You're spot on with that. That's been the area, I think, of our most improvement. We've got a lot of young players on that side of the ball, and they're progressing a little bit and reading their keys. And then just rallying to the football has never been a problem for us. It's just making sure we get there in the right spot. And we've really improved on that as each week has gone by, too. So
if we're looking at your team as a whole, as we're at the halfway point, we've talked about the defense and obviously some positives. Is there an area that you would consider not necessarily a negative aspect, but is there one specific aspect to your team right now going into the second half of the season that you would like to see improved?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to try to improve a little bit just our fundamentals and reading our keys, those sort of things each week. Biggest thing that I see more than anything is, in our 1A district, there's so many different types of prep that you're going to run into. You're going to see triple option veer. You're going to see spread it out and throw it. You're going to see unbalanced. You're going to see a lot of different things each week. It feels like you're kind of starting over on a few different areas. So our guys have been doing a good job of grasping that. And that, as much as anything, speaks to what we've been able to improve on.
The prep this week is going to consider a heavy dose of a team that's going to run the football a lot. And that's Centralia. A very intriguing matchup this week. As you do get Centralia at home, you get a chance to watch them on tape. Of course, the rich history there, but you see them, and what are the few things that kind of stand out?
Well, in the 1A level around our area, they've been the premier power for years now. Last year they had a really big offensive line, and I know they graduated some of those guys, but I'll tell you, the guys that they plugged in look like they're doing a terrific job up front as well. The things that stick out, they've got some size, they got some speed. And then the thing that always has stuck out with me whenever I watch film with them is their execution is really good. Their players play with high energy, but they do the right things consistently. And that has always stuck out on film for them.
When you look at the expectations for this week, obviously continuing the strong play and trying to keep that winning streak alive, especially with Centralia, who's atop the district right now, and you're just right behind. They've played an extra game. But what do you look as the expectation for this week, and what's it going to take to pull out the victory?
Well, our expectation every week is do your job, do it to the best of your abilities, and play hard. That we can control. We've talked about it across the board. You talk about shutouts, that sort of thing, but people scored points on us, and guys moved the ball a little bit as well, too. So we need to play a clean game on our end, and that usually means that you've got to limit your turnovers, and you've got to take advantage of your opportunities. Those are things that, again, are in our control. So we have to execute, and we've got to just go out and try to compete as best as what we can. And that's always been our goal and will always remain our goal.
It's going to be a big district contest, District 2 and Class 1A on Friday, as Jeff County North welcomes in Centralia, the two top teams in the district right now. Both teams are 3-1, and both teams have won three straight games. Jeff County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, should be a lot of fun on Friday. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Take care.